Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Sanhedrin Nun Ches, Sanhedrin 58b, pagination is 116. We're going to be starting from the wide lines, just about midway and midline of the wide lines. At the two dots, Amar Resh Lakish taught. By way of introduction, we mentioned the words of the Rambam in the fifth perek of Chovel Umazik, Osur la'odom lachbol, a person is not allowed to do damage, to hit himself, his fellow, kol hamaka odom kosher mi Yisrael, anytime a person hits somebody from the Jewish people, without authorization. We're going to have the case where lashes were supposed to be administered to a person who sinned. But any typical case where a person is hitting another Jew, ben katan ben gadol, whether it's a child or an adult, ben ish, ben isha, a man or a woman, is going to be over below sasa, it is going to be a very strict violation. Shene'emar, we find a pasuk lo yosef la'akoso, that the person who was supposed to be given lashes, there's a special law, don't give him any extra lashes. So we understand from that, imizhira Torah, if the Torah tells you by a sinner, don't give him any extra lashes, kal vachomer by the tzaddik, by a regular righteous person, that you're not allowed to give lashes, and if over there it's a prohibition, then certainly by the tzaddik, it's a prohibition. This is a style that the Torah sometimes uses. It gives the example by a very extreme case, and therefore you realize it applies in all other cases. So over here, don't hit. Even the sinner that's supposed to get hit, but don't give him any more than he was supposed to get. Certainly, a righteous person, you're not allowed to hit more than you're supposed to hit, which means nothing. You're not allowed to hit him. We had this by burial in a timely fashion, where the Torah tells us the halacha by the person who was executed by the court, and he should be buried in a timely fashion. And we learn from there, if that's true by the person who's the sinner and was executed, certainly it applies by a regular case of burial. So that is a halacha, you're not allowed to hit. In Shulchan Aruch, Choshen Mishpat, Simen Taf Chaf, the Mechaber brings this halacha that you're not allowed to hit. In fact, in Hilchas Gittin, Evin Ezer, the Rama makes mention in Simen Kuf Nun Dalid Se'if Gimel that there was a concept of Nidui Cherem. There were sanctions, excommunication, that was done if a person was out of control. The Rama mentions Ish Hamake Ishto, a man who hits his wife. Averu Hibiyado, Kamake Chaveru. It's a violation, just like if he hits somebody else, anybody. Legally, it's a violation. Vim Rogil Hubekach, and if he's accustomed to get out of control like that, Yesh biyad bezdin liyasro, bezdin has the right to punish him, to put him in his place, lacharimo, to take sanctions, push him away, ulahalkoso, and to give him malchus, lashes, whatever it takes, shalayasao, that he should stop it. Vim einat sayis ledivriya bezdin, if he just doesn't listen, then they take further steps of protection. And you have to make it clear to him, Eino mi derech b'nei Yisrael. This is not the way of the Jewish people. Lahakos nishoseihem. To strike the wife? Maisekusimhu. That's the way of there are non-Jewish cultures that are like that. That's not our way. It's interesting, this is written in the 1500s. We have, you know, you talk about alcohol abuse. So, yeah, it existed in the local culture, and sometimes it seeped in into the Jewish world, and you find steps being taken to stop it. So our Gemara takes this halacha one step further. Omer Rish Lakish said, Hamagbia yado al chaveru, a person who just lifts his hand against his friend, even before he hits. Afapish loikeu, he didn't actually make impact. Nikra Rasha is already called wicked. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vayomer lo Rasha, Moshe, in Parsha Shemos, says, in the story of Dasan and Aviram, where they were arguing, Lama sake reyecha, why will you hit your friend? Lama hikisa lo nemar, it doesn't say, why did you? Which would mean that he might be a Rasha because he hit his friend. Ela lama sake, why will you hit? Afapi shelo ikeo nikra Rasha, even though he didn't hit yet, he's already called a Rasha. The Marsha asks, maybe he was a Rasha from before, because this was a fight that was going on. And the Marsha points out that Moshe is not the one who said Rasha. Vayomer la Rasha is the Torah recounting the story. Moshe said to the Rasha, why will you hit? And because the Torah is recording it like that, it means the Torah is already dubbing this person a Rasha. We don't know anything about anything that happened until now. We don't know that he hit. There's no reason to say that he did. Lama sake, why will you? He saw the hand outstretched to hit, and he tells him, why would you do that? And the Torah says he was talking to a Rasha, because once the hand is raised to hit, it's already called a Rasha, wicked person. The question, of course, is why? In the Medrash, which also brings this statement, which can be found in Shemos Rabbah, Aleph Lamed Dalid, the Eitz Yosef comments, Ki Iker HaHekpeid, because this mitzvah, this restriction, really, at its very essence, is referring to Roa HaLev VeHaChifetz Bozeh, the person that is of bad will, bad heart, and he wants to hit. That's really the essence of the sin. That's the Hakpada. That's really what we're after, which is an interesting concept because we live in a world of action-based mitzvahs generally. And why are we extending this to even the intent to hit? The explanation would appear to be based on the way the Rambam understands the mitzvah of Yohavta L'Reyacha Kamocha. Love your neighbor like yourself, the Rambam takes quite literally. In Hilchos Deos, Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam writes, Mitzvah al kol adam le'ehov es kol echad ve'echad miyisrael kigufo. There's a mitzvah on every person to love every other Jew, every fellow Jew, like himself. Shenema v'yo'avta l'recha kamocha. It's a mitzvah to love them. Says the Rambam, Lefikach, therefore, you should do things that are in accordance with developing this emotion. Tzarech l'sapa b'shevacho, you should speak nicely about him. Lachos al mamono, to care about his money. You should do things that show v'yo'avta, that you love him. But the mitzvah really is v'yo'avta, to love him. And perhaps that's what the Eitz Yosef means in explaining why just lifting one's hand up is already the sin, is already called Rasha, a wicked person, because the hakpada is on the roah halev. How are you in your heart? Because the mitzvah was v'ahavta. So again, actually hitting child, adult, man, woman, spouse, all of this is totally restricted, not allowed to do it. What our Gemara came to tell us is that even lifting one's hand with intent to hit is also a serious violation. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.